The current smart growth law has 9 prongs. If counties, cities, and towns create a development plan, it must contain provisions for housing, transportation, utilities, community facilities, agricultural, natural, and cultural resources, economic development, and land use. Opponents of the law say it is onerous and expensive, especially for small towns. Representative Mary Williams authored a bill to throw out smart growth.
It's a one-size-fits-all, and that doesn't work in Wisconsin. This is a cookie-cutter approach, and it won't work. I had one town chairman tell me that he has 200 people in his township. The plan is supposed to cost $30,000. He said to me, "You tell me where I'm going to get the $30,000 to do this plan from."
Williams says it's a case of Madison bigfooting local control. But one of the original backers of the 1999 law says that's not true. Lisa McKinnon is with 1,000 Friends, a land use nonprofit organization. She says getting rid of the state law altogether goes too far.
To repeal the law outright is akin to throwing the baby out with the bathwater. This is a bottom-up law. This is not top-down. This is not mandated and controlled with an iron fist by the state. You pay money to plan, but you pay a heck of a lot more for unplanned development and sprawl that comes with that.
People came from across the state to be heard by members of the Rural Affairs Committee. Those opposed to the planning law say it violates private land rights and could hike property taxes. Candidate for governor Ed Thompson says when he was mayor of Toma, he tried to implement smart growth.
It was pages and pages of rhetoric, bureaucrats coming in from Madison with no idea at all about our community, and we certainly don't need the state or anybody else sticking their big nose in our lives telling us what to do with our private property.
But Mort McBain, the Marathon County Administrator, says there'd be no planning if not for the smart growth law.
We've had lots of bad examples of that happening, topless bars, inappropriate spreading of slaughterhouse waste near residential properties. You can't stop it unless you have some zoning, and zoning is the regulatory arm of your plan.
A representative from the Department of Transportation says comprehensive planning helps when building highways. The DOT had to move the Highway 26 route in Jefferson County because shopping malls and other developments sprang up along the originally planned route. A compromise between the sides is in the works. There is another bill that would simplify the smart growth law instead of repealing it altogether. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.